Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Tzadi, Shabbos 90. And today's Daf Yomi, we look at the Mishnah on Tzadi Amid Aleph on the top Mishnah on 90a. The Mishnah discusses Palpelus, or the Mishnah is discussing those things which you carry on public and into the public domain on Shabbos, and what's the minimum amount that you need to carry them in order to be liable for a sin offering if you do it b'shogeg, with accidents. So says our Mishnah that if it, with reference to Palpelus, which is pepper, it's a question whether it's the same pepper that we have today, but whatever it is, pelpelis kolsha, with any amount, a person is liable. And the Gemara explains that what's a small amount of this pepper used for? It was used for the breath of a person, to improve the breath. And so too says our Mishnah of the Itron, which is tar, kolsha, with any amount that a person brings out, any amount of tar, is a person's going to be liable for bringing that out. And what is this any amount of tar able to be used for? So it's able to be used for a headache. That's what the Gemara says. And mine besamim, with spices, umine matochos, and with metal, kol shehin, also any amount. So what is the, what are the spices good for? They're to get rid of a bad smell. And what's the, any amount of metal good for? Those are going to be, that amount is, it could be used for a nail. Even a small amount of metal could be used for a nail. And so our Mishnah continues, may avnei hamizbeach, who may offer hamizbeach, if you have the stones of the altar, or you have the earth from the altar, or mekek sefarim, or the mekek of sefarim. So what are the what's the mekek of sefarim? So Rashi says this is the consumption of worms, that they eat the books, the holy books, and the books rot. And that is, and the name of this worm is called a mekek. So this, basically you have the residue of that. You have the residue of these worms, where they made the holy Torah scrolls or the holy writings rot, and so that amount, umekek mitpachoseim, and also the rotting of the cover for these holy books, kolshu, any amount is going to be liable, because shematznin osal gnozo, because you would normally take this amount, this residue of the Torah scroll, these earth, and you would that became ashes or decomposed matter, you would bury it. And so therefore we see that any amount is considered to be holy and requiring to be buried. Rabbi Yehuda adds, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af hamotzi misham shev avodah zarah, even one who takes out the things that are typically used to serve idolatry, with any amount a person is liable, because it says with respect to idolatry in Deuteronomy 13, verse 18, v'lo yidbak b'yadcha me'uma min acherim, that you could take nothing from the cherim, from the idolatry. And so we see that Torah says any amount is considered to be amount for which somebody is prohibited. So the Gemara discusses this statement, that mekek sefarim umekek mitpachos, that any amount of the rotting of the books, or the rotting of the garment that covers the books, your person is liable for. So says Rabbi Yehuda, mekek disifre, this is the worm, mekek, that causes the rotting of the books. Tachach causes the rotting of shirai, causes the rotting of silk. Iwa is the worm that causes the rotting of inve, of grapes. And fe is the rotting, is the worm that causes the rotting of ta'ania, figs. Vaha derimoni, and the hay is the one, the worm that causes the rotting of the pomegranates. Viku sakanta, and all of them are considered to be dangerous, and if you eat them, and so that is the problem. So this idea about the rotting of the books, this is discussed amongst the poskim, and the Shulchan Aruch rules that anything that is tashmishei kedusha, anything that was an accompaniment of holiness, like, for example, even a bag of holy books, or a mezuzah, a bag used to carry a mezuzah, or the straps of the tefillin, or the case that you put the Torah scroll in, or a chumash, or a chair that you put on the Torah scroll, or even the curtain that you hang before the sanctuary, they have holiness, and a person needs to bury them properly. And the Magen Avraham writes that this is not only the case with the actual work itself, but even the dirt, the earth that comes from that earth, from those books, and the decomposition of them also requires burial, and the source of that is from our sugya. And indeed, the Mishnah Berurah writes, with respect to a Torah scroll, that the whole, that Rachmano Tzlan, you have a Torah scroll, the whole Torah scroll has been erased, and you can't even find 85 letters in it, which is the case that with respect to saving it from a fire on Shabbos, it's not going to be judged like a Torah scroll. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, for sure, even though it doesn't have 85 letters in it, it for sure requires burial. Proper burial. And the Shaar HaTzion explains that the reason is because it's not any worse than the Mekkik and Ar Sugya, which is the decomposed holy works, which also require burial. And so too, Rav Yashav ruled that a person has to be careful when they are gathering up the Geniza to bury them, that you get all the different parts, even the like crumbs and the of the books that you might think are not holy, but those things are like the Mekkik of our Gemara, that even those things that are on the margins, they still contain the holiness of the holy writings, the Geniza, and those things also, the Mekkik, they need to be buried.